Genetics of Darwin's Finches. By Richard, William, Nelson. The finches Charles Darwin encountered on the Galapagos Islands have served as one of the most enduring examples of evolution throughout the 20th century. According to Darwin, one finch species had been taken and modified, changed for different ends, the essence of evolution. However, the technology to scientifically validate these changes in the genetics of Darwin's finches were inconceivable in the 19th century. Since then, advances in molecular technologies now allow for the testing of evolutionary genetic changes, including the genetics of Darwin's finches. In the most comprehensive investigation to date, a team of scientists led by Sungeet Lamikhani of Uppsala University in Sweden published their paper entitled Evolution of Darwin's Finches and Their Beaks Revealed by Genome Sequencing in the prestigious Journal of Nature. Lamikhani study design. The study focused on the shape of the bird's beak and its associated gene, the ALX1 gene. Blood samples were gathered from 120 captured finches and grouped by location, the Galapagos and Cocos Islands, and two closely related tanagers from Barbados. Once the samples were collected, the groups were released back to their original location. Genetic analysis was performed in the laboratory using the Genome Analysis Toolkit. A table of the definition of terms is in the appendix. Team findings. Lamikhani's team of scientists reported finding important discrepancies with the phenotype-based taxonomy. Specifically, the shape and size of the beak, also known as the phenotype, did not correspond to the ALX1 gene, known as the genotype, as predicted by Darwin's theory. Rather than finding genetic differences between presumed distinct species, the evidence indicates gene sharing within the same species. As Lamikhani explains, extensive sharing of genetic variation among populations was evident, particularly among ground and tree finches, with almost no fixed differences between species in each group. A pattern of slight, successive evolutionary changes, as predicted by Darwin, was not observed. The evidence points to interbreeding, rather than speciation. Gene flow between the groups is compatible with interbreeding. As the investigators reported, we find extensive evidence for interspecific gene flow interbreeding throughout the radiation groups. Noting the considerable amount of genetic diversity variability within each population, the investigators issue the following warning. The exact branching order of the ground and tree finches should be interpreted with caution. Jeffrey Mohun, writing for the Los Angeles Times, reported that the species that were genetically similar on one island were not as closely related on others. That can be interpreted as evidence of interbreeding. Interbreeding can only produce fertile offspring within a single species. Based on the genetics of Darwin's finches, then, the evidence points to a variable single species population on the Galapagos Islands. Corroborates findings. Lamikhani corroborates the findings of previous investigations. Stephen O'Brien, Genome 10K Project co-founder, had earlier anticipated in 2012 that the genome sequence empowerment of Darwin's finches will initiate the solving of evolutionary riddles that have puzzled biologists for a century. Even though the Genome 10K Project had announced that the scientists have sequenced the genome of one of the iconic Galapagos finches as described by Darwin, the Genome 10K Project has still not published any evidence to solve the problem. Aki Sato of the Max Planck Institute for Biology, Germany, a decade earlier in the paper entitled Phylogeny of Darwin's Finches as Revealed by mtDNA Sequences, failed to separate the finch populations into distinct sequential species, either. The traditional classification of ground finches into six species and tree finches into five species is not reflected in the molecular data. Peter and Rosemary Grant, the husband and wife team who had dedicated their professional careers to the study of Darwin's finches, confirmed Sato's observation. In their paper Comparative Landscape Genetics and the Adaptive Radiation of Darwin's Finches, published in the September 2005 issue of the Molecular Ecology Journal, they said the scientific evidence points to a decoupling of morphological and molecular evolution. The genetics of Darwin's finches point to interbreeding, not evolution. Genomic revolution overturning evolution. The genomic revolution has effectively overturned the central metaphor of evolutionary biology, the tree of life, argues Eugene V. Koonin of the National Center for Biotechnology Information in his book The Logic of Chance. The number of replacement approaches to Darwin's tree scheme is numerous. This radiation tree scheme, pictured, was published in the journal Nature by Nipam H. Patel entitled Evolutionary Biology, How to Build a Longer Beak. However, Patel's revision has the same problems as Darwin's tree: common ancestry and transitional links, the defining features of evolution, have not been scientifically validated. John Archibald of Dalhousie University in his book 1 plus 1 equals 1, 2014, Finding Common Ground with Koonin notes, the tree of life has come upon hard times. With the overall picture emerging is one of mosaicism, not one of evolutionary changes of one species, taken and modified into a new species. Amazingly, David Baum and Stacy Smith in the book Tree Thinking, An Introduction to Phylogenetic Biology, 2013, pushes the envelope further, arguing that our knowledge of molecular process is not good enough to definitively rule out independent origins. In short, the probability of the Genesis account of creation is not scientifically invalid, an inverted way to say that Genesis may have it right after all. Genomics corroborates Genesis account. The genetics of Darwin's finches fail to demonstrate any evidence of evolution resulting in speciation, as argued by Darwin. Concepts of biological evolution continue to be undermined by the genomic revolution. Rather than evolution, scientific evidence demonstrates a mosaic pattern of nature, a pattern compatible with the Genesis account of creation. The management of the scientific evidence from Darwin's finches by the evolution industry has parallels as the 20th century version of the Piltdown Man. Evolution was once a theory in crisis, now, evolution is a theory in conflict with available scientific evidence. Biological exists only as a philosophical fact, not as a scientific fact. Appendix. Definition of terms. Definitions. Phenotype originates from the Greek term phainein, meaning the physical appearance of an organism. Genotype, the molecular genetic composition of an organism. Phylogenetics, inferred evolutionary history based on physical and genetic similarities and differences. Phylogeny, inferred evolutionary history of groups of organisms based on physical and genetic similarities and differences.